This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You say only two remain in the hospital in Toronto?
Yeah, so I believe it was 21 or 22 total injuries. They didn't really express the severity of those injuries. Two were critical. A handful went to the hospital. Two remain in the hospital. Everybody else has been cleared and released.
Okay. That's good news, or better news. Here are the top 10 beaches in the world. This is in a story from the New York Post. It's from TripAdvisor. They had a Traveler's Choice Awards Best of Best Beaches 2025. Some of these are hard for me to pronounce.
They're going to be in Italy and...
Not one in Italy.
Really?
Nope.
They're going to be in Europe, right?
Some. Myrtos Beach in Greece.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Kelengkeng Beach in Indonesia.
Okay.
I've been to this one. Playa de Muro Beach in Mallorca, Spain.
Okay.
I've been to this one. Bavaro Beach in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Playa Veradero in Cuba.
Okay.
Can't even remotely pronounce this one in Portugal.
You're doing a great job. Try it.
You're doing okay.
Praia da Felicia.
Nice.
Felicia.
The only American beach that makes the top 10 internationally is Siesta Beach in Florida.
Siesta Keys.
Now, in the Siesta Keys. That's right.
I am surprised. We've heard about two separate beaches in Brazil for a very long time, and I'm surprised neither of them made the list.
Brazil's not even, not one single South American country is on the list.
Copacabana and Ipanema.
Eagle Beach is number third in Aruba.
Okay.
Banana Beach in that city that sounds like something you can't say on the radio, Blanket, Thailand. And Elefanisi Beach in Greece is number one. And then they have the top 10 for the United States.
Okay, let me guess. Ooh. Is like Kiowa in one of the Carolinas on there?
Carolina Beach did not make the list, either one.
Pebble? I don't know. Are they all in Florida?
No. One, two, three are in Florida. One, two, three, four, five are in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Of course. Like, what's the one in Maui? Maui Beach?
Ukipa Beach?
Ukipa! Ukipa!
It's not my first
sounded
language.
Out.
I did. Ukipa.
Okay.
And then number nine is Bahia Honda State Park in Florida.
Okay.
That's also in the Keys. Honolulu Black Sand Beach in Hawaii.
Yep.
Driftwood Beach in Jekyll Island, Georgia is number seven.
Wow.
Clearwater Beach in Florida is number six.
Okay.
Waikiki Beach in Oahu, Hawaii is number five.
Waikiki, yes.
Whatever. La Jolla Cove in
La Jolla.
Oh, no.
Sorry, that is La Jolla. Keep going.
If this was in German, I would be doing much better, they didn't make the list.
Mm-hmm. La Jolla, got it.
Get some Pico de Gallo while you're down there.
La Jolla Cove in California.
La Jolla, also a very big city in California, but I digress.
Kanapali Beach in Maui is number three.
Kanapali. I've actually been to that one.
How does it get worse? Next.
Paipu. Paipu Beach in Paipu, Hawaii is number two, and Siesta Beach in the Keys in Florida is number one. See,
the Keys, Siesta Beach came in at number one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for you, Florida.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? What are you looking at?
I'm just shaking my head.
If you have never been to California and seen or been to La Jolla.
I love La Jolla. That's
everyone
great.
Probably makes that mistake once, and then they are corrected, and you never make it again.
Where is it?
For a jolly good time.
It is just south of
north of
downtown San Diego, just south of Del Mar.
Okay.
Waikiki.
Thank you, Dan.
Sporting fans are scratching their head. You know, the game that was supposed to be played tonight is being moved to tomorrow night.
Yeah, because we're not all native to Greenland.
It's going to be as cold or colder tomorrow night.
Oh, whoops.
Than it is tonight.
Well, so it's not about the temperature. They are not going to have them play on a snowy field.
Okay, but is it possible that you just don't play soccer right now? It's so bad. Is it possible that this is not the time to do it?
What I would recommend, because Sporting doesn't even open their season until next month, is I would wait until this weekend when it will be 37 degrees on Saturday.
Perfectly acceptable.
Or 50 degrees on Sunday. Why not play it Sunday afternoon? I mean, let's be honest. He's not playing. Lionel Messi is more likely than not going to be playing in a basically worthless game. This is not a regular season game. It's a CONCACAF Champions League game.
Maybe he wants to test himself in the cold.
I'd be shocked if Lionel Messi even ends up on the sidelines, which is why everybody bought tickets. I passed. Sporting hit me up. They said, do you want tickets to that game?
No.
I said, not in February. No, thank you. Mama didn't raise no fool.
Now, why do they play these games in February?
Because February can be hit and miss. It's just now it's a miss.
There is absolutely no point, no reason why they have to play this game at all. Or move it to March or April or whatever. So anyway, fans are scratching their head. They don't know why this game is being moved and why it's even being played in February.
Did you see the weather radar meme that is going around today where the top third of the state of Kansas, it just says snowfall Sunday into Tuesday. Top third of Kansas says milk and bread advisory. The bottom two thirds of the state says liquor store warning.
Very nice.
Gonna go get some vitamin D and a bottle of wine and be done.
By the way, we skipped it last week. Do we want to do a Terrible Joke Tuesday today?
Yes. Everyone needs some sunshine and some laughter and some happiness. I say we do it.
3:45 this afternoon, we will do Terrible Jokes. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.